Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
By the way, as a defender, I love Draymond Green. Dennis Rodman
was,
come on, man,
amazing.
You're listening to 95.7 KGHB FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the Free Odyssey. Yeah, let's go to Jack in Chicago. Jack, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Hey, guys, how you guys doing? I love the show, man. Just wanted to call in and get your guys' thoughts on something.
All right. Thank you, Jack. We appreciate the compliment.
I missed the segment. Wanted to call earlier when you guys were asking about the Warriors accepting new roles. And what do you guys think? I don't think it would happen. But what if we moved both Draymond and Klay to the bench? I think it opens up some minutes for both Moody and Kuminga. I think Moody's offering more on the defensive end right now than Klay, and he can still knock down the outside shot at a pretty good clip. And if you move both of those guys to the bench, it kind of, you know, it gives you some solid vets coming off the bench with baked-in chemistry, because Draymond and Klay, they really just know how to play together.
Right.
And call me crazy, but I don't think Klay shooting 15% is here to stay. I think that's more of an aberration. Could have something to do with the fact that his legs were gone after his first full season back, but I just want your guys' thoughts on that, because I think it would inject some youth athleticism into the starting lineup, which we were obviously sorely lacking. So just want your guys' thoughts.
Look, in a perfect world, wouldn't be bad, right? You let the youngsters play, but you got to go out there and earn it.
I just don't.
But
here's the thing on the earning it. Like, will they ever get an opportunity to earn it? What are they going to do, like, kick ass at camp?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm being realistic. Like, how you say this, like, earn it thing, and I'm not saying you're wrong. You're right. But what I'm saying is like, how?
Yeah, I don't know.
And, like, look.
I don't know.
Call me the speculator. I am very skeptical to think that Dre and Klay are taking a backseat to guys that are currently on this roster.
Yeah, I don't know.
Even if it means just the first 4 minutes of the game.
Right. Austin in San Jose obviously doesn't watch much Mavericks basketball. Doesn't watch much basketball at all. He hits me with the Christian Wood, age 27, 14.7 rebounds, 1 assist. But Bonte won at Wiseman, ridiculous. Go watch Christian Wood play. And then go call into a Dallas radio show and bring up Christian Wood and how good he is. And watch you get hung up on. And watch you get ridiculed all show long about bringing up Christian Wood about how good he is. Because you're looking at the box score and what he averages. Did Dallas Mavericks make the playoffs last year?
No. In fact, they tanked at the end of the year.
They even make the play-in.
No.
Matter of fact, I owe a box of diapers to Dan Dibley.
Who's our buddy, that former quarterback that does Dallas radio?
Oh, the former pitcher. Mike Bacsik.
Yeah, Mike Bacsik.
Gave up the home run to Barry Bonds.
Yeah.
Like Hank Aaron's record.
Yeah, he's the one.
Go call Mike Bacsik about Christian Wood.
I remember him destroying him on this show.
I bet you even RJ and Sean and Bobby Boucher, who don't watch, we know they don't watch basketball. They'll tell you Christian Wood is bad. We know damn well they don't even know if they watch football. Them bozos. Listen.
Jeez Louise.
I mean, come on, man. Christian Wood, really? Austin in San Jose, you come on the chat. You're
Austin,
always hating.
Your chase rate is too high.
Well, I mean, he reaches every single day. But he's another guy who hates listens, which I appreciate. He hates listens to the Rose. I love it.
What do you mean?
He hates me, and he still listens all day long.
Oh, that's like the Howard Stern.
He listens to hate on everything. Oh, I love
Remember Private Parts, the
movie? That's when you know you made it.
Yeah, he's like, you know, your average Howard, I don't even know what the numbers were, but your average Howard Stern listener listens for 28 minutes uninterrupted. Right. Your average Howard Stern hater listens for an hour and 45 minutes.
That's Austin in San Jose. That's JMC underscore 1982. I love those guys. Hey, Spino, do me a favor. Get the College Women's World Series on his TV. I want to see the chase rates in this game. Let's look at the chase rates. Chase rates.
Did you see that throw from Austin Slater yesterday?
I did.
What was that?
Dude, what a whistler, man. This guy. What is, how is he
Wisely?
Wisely, excuse me.
Not good.
How is he on a big league roster?
Because everyone's hurt.
Oh my gosh.
Conforto's heel, dude, the Conforto heel injury really worries me, dude. Have you ever hurt your
heel? They think he's going to be back in Colorado, though.
You think?
Yeah, the chatter yesterday was that they hope he's going to be back on the field this week.
Because, so. Like, a heel injury, because I've hurt my foot a bunch of times, it could be the bottom of the foot, it could be plantar, it could be, you know, shin, the splints or whatever they're called. Like, it could be a variety of things that you could hurt your foot. So I just worry about that.
Yeah, I'm a little
especially
worried about
Conforto.
That.
Especially with Conforto. Well, I missed a year and a half.
I know there's chatter about him getting traded.
Right now, I think he just stand pat.
Yeah, I do too.
I think he just stand pat.
He has a player option.
Yeah.
888-957-9570.
Are you worried about
Machaniger? He is. Boy, well.
He hasn't come around yet.
Yeah, no. Did they sign him right before Aaron Judge?
Yeah. Well, no. He's represented by the same guy who represents Aaron Judge. Right, and so it's a consolation prize. So they threw us. Or no. Excuse me. He's represented by the same guy that represented by Correa. And so, you know, when Boris didn't get the Correa deal done, here, boom, take Haniger.
Right. the Giants. They're the only team, I'll tell you, man.
I love that we're yelling at each other over chase rates, though.
No, no, you're yelling at me because it's kind of like Klay Thompson. You know what? I'll give you this. When it comes to Klay Thompson, I go to bat for him. I defend him. And as Brian EPA says, or actually Brian and Paul Alto, he ain't from no EPA. We know that. He ain't that hood. He should probably stand for Maul.
Bonte, you can't die on the hill, man.
I die on the Klay Thompson hill all the time.
What's Bonte's chase rate with Klay Thompson?
You don't even... Yes, there you go.
Probably at
75%, right? About 75%. Shattering
Casey
all records.
Schmidt's impressed
all
with
I'm
that
saying
chase
is
rate.
This, B, at the end of the day, he's a rookie that showed some promise. Can we just him... Just like, can he sit in the inner tube for more than a month?
It bothers you, though. See, that's not fair.
What's not fair?
Because if it's other players...
I've waited five years for some young players. Listen, the guy has, I think, 9 multi-hit games in a month, and we're losing our minds?
I've seen your patience level with certain players. It's not fair for you to come down. I saw your Friday night tweet. I was at the wedding. I watched the last inning on my phone. I was like, man, Bautista, God. Oh, he's nasty. Although he
Bautista
got a couple favorable.
Bautista is nasty.
He's nasty, though. I mean, it was
boom. I haven't seen him much. He's nasty.
He's sick. Yeah. He's sick. He's top five closer. Him and Duvall, they're
and
top five.
The movement, it's just,
nasty.
Yeah, he's filthy.
But I saw your Friday night tweet. Oh, Casey Smith is going to look like going all caps on people on Twitter. I'm like, oh,
because
boy.
There's like so much discourse by guys who've never stepped in a batter's box in their life. I'm like, dude, hitting with 2 strikes is hard.
Don't be that guy.
What?
Don't be that guy. What's coming up in the game?
I just don't like when we criticize a 24-year-old who's looked good. Wow, raccoon running down the street right there. Look at it, right on the corner. You see it?
Oh, yeah. Wow, it's crossing the street. Whoa. Look at that. Look at that little raccoon.
Oh, my God.
Wow, look at that. It's gone.
Oh, my God. What? I saw it right over your left shoulder.
David runs faster than me. Damn. That's how you know this city's dirty. You got raccoons. You got raccoons.
It's a light day.
Wow.
We got the raccoon chase rate going on.
It needs a saddle.
And then now you got the meter maid giving out tickets. Wow. Wow, look at that raccoon. That's a fat-ass raccoon,
What's
too.
What's Guru's chase overweight. Rate on snacks?
Oh, my gosh. Chasing for the cabinet? There's no way, Guru.
Anymore. Not with soda.
Not with soda. Hey, say it with me now, Spinotti. State of the art. What's coming up on the game?
Jesus.
Sponsored by Calhoun, Oregon Department of Healthcare Services. Your phone calls, chase rate, trade rumors. We got it all. It's a train wreck of a Monday here on the Morning Rust.
When does crack? Now, so the cocaine's happening. When does that crack come into play for you?
Now, back to the Morning Roast with Bonte and Shasky.
One more time.
When does crack... Now, so the cocaine's happening. When does that crack come into play for you?
For you.
Who is he talking to?
I don't know.
Funkmaster Flex, Hot 97. That's one of the greatest sound bites.
When does that crack come into play for you?
Unbelievable. You think that raccoon crack that was running down the street here at Broadway and Battery, you think he was on crack? Probably on fentanyl.
Now, so the cocaine's happening.
I want to give a quick shout out to Buon Vino. You know, I know this, the summit was a couple of weeks ago, but I just got my bottle that's got my face on it, and it says Warrior Summit live from Buon Vino, and you can go check them out. They are in Walnut Creek, not Concord, right, guys? Walnut Creek was where it was at. Yeah, Walnut Creek. And Dan was the one who bottled this bad boy. And wow, this looks absolutely incredible. I'm going to take this home. And I'm really excited. If you do, if you're a business out there, all right, and you want to be associated with 95.7 The Game, like, what are you doing right now? Email me, joe@957thegame.com. Let's do something. All right, let's do something. If you want us to host, like we did the Warriors Summit at Buon Vino, if you want us to host something at your business, or if you want to do some sort of a sponsorship of some kind, email me right now, and I will call you. I will be the one replying to you, joe@957thegame.com. We're always looking for new partners.
No, Joe's always looking for new partners.
Every inch of my body and anything that comes out is for sale.
His personal email. Nobody would know about the emails. Not even Matt and Egan. It goes straight to sales.
No, Matt and I are running on together, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
I don't trust sales yet. Oh. I've got to vet it first.
Oh, my gosh. Woo. So the reason why we played that soundbite.
When does that crack come into play for you?
The sources, according to Shams Charania, Kyrie Irving has reached out to Lakers star LeBron James in an attempt. To see if James would come to Dallas. Irving, of course, is a free agent this offseason. Oh, man. It's that part of the season, huh?
Who's doing the recruiting for the Warriors?
You know what this is.
What?
No, I'm thinking about it. Forget the recruiting for a second. You know what this is about?
Huh?
It's LeBron James trying to stay in the news.
You think?
He's hijacking the NBA Finals once again.
Like Carmelo did with his retirement when everyone didn't care?
I think Melo, yeah, I mean, yeah, the timing's weird, right? I mean, a lot of people cared. I cared about Melo. Melo's one of my favorite players.
Okay, yeah, like but Melo. Like, aren't you supposed to not release these things? Like, part of why they haven't announced the jaw suspension is out of respect for the NBA Finals, correct?
Yeah, no doubt. But you can't control everybody. Chris Haynes, TNT. Which report sources Kyrie Irving desires for Mavericks to explore acquiring Lakers star LeBron James to form a big three with Luka Doncic. Chris Haynes also added sources. Mavs were preparing to make an offer for LeBron James last season when Lakers were spiraling. But Lakers made a string of trades near the deadline that changed the trajectory of their season.
Report, Joe Shasky is efforting to try to get his desire to be on First Take with Bonte Hill every single morning as we simulcast our show on ESPN. Hopefully.
Shasky desires. Yeah, that sounds about right. I just want to know when the crack kicked in, that's all.
When does that crack come into play for you?
Can I hear the whole job just one more time, man? I think we're going to wear it out. But
that's fine.
When does crack... Now, so the cocaine's happening. When does that crack come into play for you?
The cocaine's happening.
Now, so the cocaine's happening.
By the way, who would want to play with a team with LeBron, Kyrie, and Luka?
Nobody.
Because it'll be your fault when they don't win.
No, you're getting traded.
Right?
You're the scapegoat. You're getting the blame. Now, Dallas in the Metroplex area is a fine place to play.
No one's saying it's not.
No, you didn't. I'm just letting you know.
Yeah. All right, the John Morant thing.
Oh, man. Woo-wee.
Put the drop portion of it to the side in terms of, like, all the things that we assume that he needs to do moving forward. He's going to miss, what, half a season, you think?
Who knows, man? Who knows?
I mean, you can't meet with the commissioner and then do the exact same thing you promised not to do, like, immediately.
Who knows? By the way, that bite with Funkmaster Flex, I've been seeing it going around. And finally, I saw KC, Kenny Caraway, ESPN 1320 posted on there. Said we got to have that drop. Because last time, you know, the first time I saw that drop was actually Warriors World about a month ago.
No.
I was like, oh my God, this is gold. And it's just like, it makes me cry every time.
When does that crack come into play for you?
It's not funny, man. It's not funny.
So the cocaine's happening. For you.
Oh my God. It shouldn't be that funny, man. I'm sorry. It's just the way he delivered it. It's the delivery.
Funkmaster Flex, the reason why I'm not a big Funkmaster Flex guy, he really talked a lot of smack about Tupac.
Yeah, he did. Dude, I swear to God, just one more time, the whole time. Like, the delivery of it is just genius. It's so good.
When does crack? Now, so the cocaine's happening. When does that crack come into play for you?
So the KK is already happening. It's already in full swing. You already died deep in the cocaine.
The cocaine's happening.
So the cocaine's already happening. Who was he interviewing? I gotta find out who he was interviewing.
I don't know.
Because he's basically telling. So when did the crack? Oh, man. All right, let's get back on 888-957-9570. Holy smokes, man. Holy smokes, what a Monday. We're talking chase rate. We're talking bottle caps. We didn't even get to the toddler stakes for golf because I'm trying to become the next Richard Williams / Earl Woods. Baby chance, we got to make it. Your boy can't be doing morning rodeo for the rest of his life. Not if we're talking about Casey Schmidt, chase rates. Casey missed it. Here's what Capper said about Casey Schmidt's walk rate. I just want to get Shasky, man. That's why I'm only playing his job. That's right. I just want to go off for 2 minutes about this.
His profile was different earlier in his minor league career and even in college. I can see a scenario where there's some slight adjustments make and he walks a little bit more. I mean, I don't think this is going to be Lamont Wade Jr. or Brandon Belt at the plate. And that's not his style. But I do think there are some small adjustments that can be made at the margins that will enable him to go deeper into counts at times without taking any of his aggressiveness away. I mean, I think Lamont is actually a really good example of what can be ideal at the major league level, which is controlled aggression, being ready to hit, ready to get your A swing off, and if it's just not in that zone, you're going to be a little bit more patient. Again, I don't think Casey's going to be pinpoint with that. I just don't think that's the type of hitter he's going to be, but I do think there can be some adjustments made at the margins, and I think he's athletic enough and smart enough to make those adjustments.
All right, that was the game, Rudy Jordan.
Reasonable. That's exactly right. Where I'm coming back. Everyone just take a deep breath. He's going to be fine.
Take a deep breath, folks.
I love it.
We don't do that in sports anymore.
No.
You see Trey Lance's throw in practice?
I mean,
did you see that throw?
Oh, my God.
Heaven forbid when you're in practice, you miss a throw that you're actually working on.
Who leaked that? Who leaked that video? Who leaked that video?
Cam Inman, I thought, put it out.
No, the interview is not with Lamar Holt of 707. Oh. Comcast Business Text Line.
Is when it true Kim Kardashian and Tom Brady are dating? My wife said that to me over the weekend.
Are they?
That's what I heard.
Per Yahoo, their sources close to the information says,
Or is it?
According to some of the roasters, Tom Brady has a new appetite for yams. That's what the roaster said last week. Has a new appetite for yams. By the way, the crack. We've had to calm down on the crack because last time we talked about crack cocaine, I had a long conversation with the boss. He says probably more than Jive kids are listening. Probably shouldn't be promoting crack cocaine. We're not. We're just saying, when did the crack kick in? Was it during the cocaine binge or what is it? I don't know. But anyway.
Now, so the cocaine's happening.
That's asking you what laughs so bad.
That's an all-timer. It's up there with the Stephen A. with Max Kellerman. Phil Jackson's first move as executive of the New York Knicks was to sign Lamar Odom. That's an all-timer as well.
So we got that drop. We got Casey Schmidt chase rate. We've got Giants losing two straight three-game series. We got NBA Finals. Heat tied a series up. All right? Miami, they're in this bad boy. Game 3 Wednesday night. Can't wait. Cannot wait for that. We got a series now. Basketball purists are loving this. High-level basketball. We love it. We love it.
What did you make of the final decision by Mike Malone? They get the rebound.
Call the timeout?
Yeah.
I love it. Just play.
Yeah.
Because Miami was setting their defense the entire fourth quarter and snuffing the Denver Nuggets.
You also don't want to give someone like Eric Spoelstra an opportunity to adjust, during a timeout. Right. And then I believe they had a foul to give. Right. So they could have, they could have done a variety of things. It's not the greatest look in the world, but I thought it's a pretty good look given the circumstance from Jamal Murray.
It is. I mean, I like the look, the little step back three.
Yeah.
Good defense by Jimmy Butler is about as well as you could play it.
They were but lucky I to get to it just down play. To a three-point game.
Well, I just, what drives me crazy, this is why Twitter, I took a step back. After the fact.
What?
After the fact, everybody will say, well, yeah, two timeouts, you should have called timeout. But then if you call a timeout, you don't get a good shot up. Then I said, well, why'd you play timeout? You should have let it play through. So after the fact, Johnny come lately, after the fact, you play it out. You're in transition. You're running. You got Jamal Murray with the ball in his hand. You play it out. I thought it was the right call there in that situation.
Is the moment too big for Michael Porter Jr.?
Ooh. Ooh.
And it feels like Aaron Gordon will score 6-8 points in the first quarter of all these games. And then you look up and he's only got like 12 points.
Yeah.
He's got to do a little more.
By the way, shout out to the Stanford women up 2-0 on Oklahoma. Nice. How about that?
Nice.
Go Stanford.
I don't know how these ladies play in the extreme sun with no hat.
Yeah, it's
wild. I don't know. Some of them do it, not all of them, but I don't know how they do it.
And it's cooking out there.
Oh my goodness.
Omaha, Nebraska, cooking. Michael Porter Jr., being who he is as just a shooter, he forced us some tough shots yesterday.
Flat
shots.
He
doesn't look to pass at all.
No. And then defensively, I thought he turned a corner defensively, and they were just going at him.
Yeah, I don't like it at all. I don't like this series for him. And I thought Mike Malone went to Bruce Brown a little too late in that fourth quarter.
Yeah, I like
Bruce Brown being a better defender than Michael Porter Jr. And he does a little more with the basketball. And you notice Denver really at the end of that game was switching everything. They were fighting through the screens, switching. This may be more of a Bruce Brown. Now, you still have to start Michael Porter Jr.
Yes.
You need a shooting.
Yes.
But I think Mike Malone will have a quicker hook on him.
What do you think of Denver giving their rookie, is it Braun or Brown?
Brown.
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 So it's Brown, even though it's spelt differently. Anyway, he got a lot of run. Not a lot. He got some run yesterday. What did you make of that? Because there's been a lot of Warrior fans going, see, young players can play.
Well, he's played a lot, but you got to realize it.
Is he 22?
He played either 3 or 4 years at Kansas and won a national championship. So he's played a lot more games, a lot more reps. I think he was more positioned, more mature to step into a role like that, low leverage situation with the Denver Nuggets. Nobody's really watching. I love it. And they don't even go to Reggie Jackson. They go to Christian Brown.
Mm.
Now, in the fourth quarter, he blew some defensive assignments there. Mm-hmm. But this is why you play the young guys in a regular season.
Well, you want to give them a little bit of burn, too, in the finals so they get a taste of it.
Still 8 minutes here, still 10 minutes there. It doesn't kill you.
The thing that you have to be like, go out onto the court and ball out at every single moment, like, it's just unrealistic. Even your veterans are going to give up buckets.
Right. They are. So, you know what I don't like, though? In the discourse, I got some texts yesterday. See, man.
What?
Eric Spoelstra, man, so much better than Steve Kerr, man. He's playing his role players and yada, yada, yada. Just
Max Strus didn't play in the fourth quarter yesterday.
Right. I was like, just leave Steve Kerr out of it. The Warriors aren't playing.
Yeah.
Just focus on Miami. Focus on Denver.
You think Eric Spoelstra was like, hey, this is the part of the game where Duncan Robinson's going to take over?
Duncan Robinson may not even be playing at Tyler Hero's healthy.
What I'm saying.
You know what I'm saying? He's got to play him because he has no choice.
I mean, Duncan Robinson off the dribble, scoring layups in the fourth quarter. No one had that on their flow chart.
Right.
How's Hero going to get back into this series, by the way? It's going to be very interesting. Speaking of coaching, do you like wheel this guy back into a series where there's already two games in?
I don't think you can play him.
It's very fascinating.
I to me, he's like a second unit, break in case of emergency type of a player. No?
Yeah.
Like, at this point, you're so deep. Gabe Vincent cannot take a backseat.
No,
Gabe Vincent, by the way, drew an offensive foul on Jokic late in that game.
Oh, the three-point shot.
Oh, my God.
That was a flop.
What was that?
Looked like he got shot, right?
Yes.
His legs, like, flailed up into the air. Oh, Lord. It was all bad. It's all bad. Spadoni, you got sound on Steve Kerr talking about this series here?
I do, and Steve was talking to Draymond, and Draymond was asking, like, listen, whenever I go into a series, I know that I have Steve, a guy who's won multiple champions, at my back, and he's asking Steve, hey, is this something that Heat players and Nuggets players think, like, the coaching matchup? And here's Steve Kerr's thoughts on it.
I think you consider it, and I think in this particular series, Mike Malone has a lot of experience. Like, the continuity of the two organizations is a big reason why they're both here.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is think back, 2 years ago, Denver came back twice in the bubble from 3-1 deficits. They won two straight series down 3-1. Mm-hmm. Mike Malone's a hell of a coach. They have continuity with their players, with the staff. So they will come out with resolve and with some adjustments. And they have been through these wars. Now, maybe not in the finals, and there is a little different vibe in the finals, but I think these two games now, they've kind of felt it. I mean, yeah, I would ask you, you remember our first trip, like in 2015? Didn't those first two finals games feel weird? Like, they're so different.
That's Steve Kerr in the Draymond Green podcast.
You know, it's interesting. When you have so much history with someone or some people, sometimes it's hard to escape the history. I just feel like the Warriors are so stuck in the past sometimes with a lot of their allegiances and their loyalties. The one thing that I'll give Bill Belichick, and I think it's because of football and the way football is, right, we're on to Cincinnati.
We're on.
And there's just something about, like, you never hear him go, well, actually, in 2017, this is what we did. And, you know, look, thinking back to 2012, you know, this is what it looked like. And there's a part of me that's like, Warriors got to move on a little if they want to win another one.
Yeah,
I feel like they're stuck in their memories to a degree.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sounds like Draymond's coming back, huh?
Yeah, and I don't know if that makes you, like, everyone just keeps saying, like, you know, they're gonna run it back, but you gotta tinker all the other pieces around them. And I just keep coming back to, like, I don't think Steph, Clay, and Dre can be the top three players on a championship team. I mean, they weren't when they won it all last year. It was Wiggins and Steph, and then a combination of who that third guy was. Sometimes it was Clay. There were games where it was Draymond. There were other games where JP contributed. I don't know.
Let me ask. Maybe it's too late.
What?
I was going to ask, if Draymond ends up retiring as a Warrior and Clay retires as a Warrior, just retires as a Warrior for the rest of his career.
Okay.
And they don't win anything. Is that a failure on the back end? Is that bad business?
Well,
do they have that?
Doesn't it feel like
Draymond had that glow that he once had with this fan base?
Doesn't it feel like they have, like, Warrior fans want it both ways? They want to keep everyone together and win another one. And
just won last year. Give them credit. They won last year.
Are they mutually exclusive concepts? No. But I think keeping this core together financially puts you out of the running for making the necessary movement needed to, what I believe, improve the roster around them to be championship worthy. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Do they deserve another shot to run this back together after losing in the second round to the Lakers?
Wasn't this year run back?
Well, they had to defend their championship.
Sports isn't fair. I don't know why we have this thing in our head, like, things have to be fair. Did Drew Bledsoe think it was fair that Tom Brady took his job?
No, absolutely not.
You know? I mean, does Brandon Crawford, is he owed playing the rest of the year at shortstop?
No.
And he's had a distinguished career.
This feels like Draymond's opting in. So if he does opt in, that means some of the youngsters have to go, it feels like. And now, I'll say this. Draymond did have an exceptional season on the court. I thought Draymond Green had one of his better years in his career. I really do.
Is that saying a lot?
Absolutely. He's a Hall of Famer. Absolutely.
No, I'm talking about, like, yeah, okay, he had one of his best seasons in, like, four or five seasons, but, like, his first, when he became a starter, his first three seasons were pretty spectacular.
Yeah.
And then he dropped off.
I think this was one of his better seasons in his career.
Okay.
I truly do. Look at his impact on the floor, the way he played. I thought Draymond Green played really good basketball. I said that all season long. I thought Draymond Green played high-level basketball. He was a borderline all-star, whether we like it or not. Then he got hurt right before the break. I thought he was a borderline all-star. I do. I call me crazy, but I think his impact and his playing now, can he score a little bit more? Can he hit the three? Can he play the two-big lineup? I don't know if you could do that
anymore. We're asking a lot from guys who have shown you that, in terms of adjusting, that they don't like adjusting.
They don't. Here's what Draymond, Spadoni, what is this? Kerr on the Myers?
So this is Draymond, so talking about thanking basically Kerr and Myers both for dealing with a lot of Draymond's S. So you can, yeah, go ahead. It's very interesting.
Oh, wow.
I start talking about some of the things that I've gone through, like, as a player, like, and not some of the things that I've gone through. You know all the that I've caused myself. It's not that, like, I've gone through something that somebody else caused. It's self-inflicted wounds that I've had over the course of your tenure here, us being together. And we were speaking about it, and he was like, man, I forgot all of that. You've done a lot of shit. I trust me. I not for one second do I go home and not think these guys have had my back. Like you, Bob, through things that I've gone through. I mean, the camera caught you one time. Like I'm sick of Draymond. And I was like, that sucks. I can't believe he said that. And I had to take a step back. Like I'd be sick of Draymond too. So like. But I understand, you know, what you've done for me. I understand, you know, what Bob's done for me and what you guys have meant to me in my life and my career.
And yet you still haven't changed.
I knew you were going to say that.
What? Am I wrong?
I knew you were going to say that.
Am I wrong?
Oh, you're not wrong.
Did you expect him to be a little more, slightly more disciplined in terms of his emotions moving forward? The guy got thrown out of a game that they needed to win. In the playoffs. When they were down 2-0 to start the series.
Well, they were down 1-0.
Or 1-0, excuse me, to start the series. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, I don't know. Here's
an interesting text from the 908.
I don't.
As a leader, though, Draymond, his impact, it did derail the season. You have to take that into account when you talk about his impact in his play. What do you think of that? From the 908.
What'd he say? Sorry.
As a leader, his impact, Draymond's, that is, derailed the entire season. You have to take that into account when you break up his season and his play.
That's why I sound foolish when I say, hey, he actually had a good year on the court. But two things can be true, right?
At the expense of others.
It derailed the season, what happened in training camp. There's no doubt. He's touched on it all. I don't even want to go back down that road, but it's the truth. Steve Kerr and Draymond admitted it after the year. It did. In his leadership, Draymond admitted that. You know what? I couldn't be the leader I once was because of that incident, and he had to put it on himself. I noticed in that clip there was no Joe mention. No Joe Lacob, that is. It was Bob and Steve. Now, I don't know if that's a big deal or not, but Steve and Bob have gone to bat for Draymond when they didn't have to. When Draymond sat down with Kevin Durant and said, yeah, you know what? They blew that situation up with KD and Draymond. It was like, and we talked to Bob Myers couple weeks after that, he was not happy. The look on his face screamed, yeah, Draymond shouldn't have said that. That was messed up. But they rode with him because he's a champion. Because when you know, when it comes down to it, he's there for you. But in that Lakers series, as much as we get on Klay Thompson, as much as we get on Jordan Poole, did Draymond Green have a great series against the LA Lakers?
No.
So, I screamed for the Saginaw Savage.
We got one good game. Was it game two?
We got that in game two. Where's the barking? Where's the yelling?
I don't know, man. I just feel
you
like
what I'm saying?
We've spent so much of this year destroying Jordan Poole. When if you look at like the minutes on the floor throughout the playoffs, like Draymond was bad, dude. He had one good game, three bad. Just look at it.
Draymond had one good game in that Lakers series. Klay Thompson had one good game in that Lakers series. Jordan Poole,
And he had the one good game in the King series.
Yeah, Jordan Poole had...
I'm talking about Draymond.
We had two. Game four.
That's true.
Game five. Six.
No, not... What was the game?
Game five.
Game
five.
Six was the game that they gave away. You're right. Game five wasn't bad.
So... I don't know, man. I don't know if you could run it back. Are you a championship contender if you do run it back with Draymond Green? Steve Kerr says no, so you got to listen to the Hall of Fame coach. He's one of the better coaches in the league. I don't know what you do. Honestly, I don't know what the Warriors are going to do. On one end, I don't want to see them trade the youngsters. But on one end, I'm saying, boy, can the youngsters play in this system? If you want to maximize Stephen Curry and Klay Thompson, you want to maximize Andrew Wiggins, you probably have to trade some of these youngsters to get some veterans here who know how to play the game. And here you go, Mustafa Ward, no matter what. He says this every day. The big three are here to stay. There are people who would ride with the big three no matter what because they've won championships. And that, to me, feels a little Brandon Beltish, a little Brandon Crawfordish.
I 100% agree with you. Because then we're going to look back at it and we're going to say, oh, they didn't win another one with Steph?
Steph's a top 10 player right now in the league.
Still, which is crazy.
So,
I mean, how many more great years do you think he's got? Two?
Maybe.
Maybe one?
Maybe. Maybe.
I mean, don't... Ah, man. What does he want to do?
Great question. It's a great question. Like, by the way, Adam Silver, real quick, says the NBA will turn to expansion after media rights discussion next spring. Mm. So
Vegas?
Vegas to Seattle.
Seattle, Nashville. No, they've already got
Memphis. To the Eastern Conference.
Yeah, and New Orleans.
And New Orleans.
Yes, I agree with that.
Move them to the East.
Yeah.
Seattle and Vegas to the West.
It does feel like Vegas is inevitable, and it feels like Seattle. Man, that would be so much fun to have them back.
All right, Austin's San Jose. You know what the hell I mean by savage. Not the literal definition. Relax. But Draymond, Austin and San Jose, can you admit just one thing? Can we agree on something? Did Draymond Green play with that same edge he had against Sacramento? Did you see that same edge, that same intensity he had against Sabonis against AD?
No.
Did you see it, Austin?
No.
Come on. Just tell the truth. Mustafa, tell the truth. It's okay. Tell the truth one time.
The minority opinion, in my estimation, is the one that I think they need to explore the most of, which is I'm trading away Draymond and Jordan Poole. Whether it's in separate deals, the same package, doesn't really matter. I just need to reset, and I think that financially that gives you flexibility. I think that brings in a variety of unique type of players that you can add to the fold. And the Klay thing, I think I let him play it out and see where it goes from there. I don't know why we have to, and I know he's going to want an extension, but you have his bird rights. You have an opportunity to pretty much match anything that's out there. I would just allow this entire thing to play itself out, but I would start by removing both of these guys from the scene. It feels like you can't move forward until you kind of carve this thing out a little.
Does Steve Kerr want that? Were you surprised Steve Kerr even joined him on the podcast?
I was surprised.
Now, Steve Kerr also mentioned about Miami, right, and his role players and everybody buying into the role of going to the locker room happy. Now, we heard reports about certain Warriors walking into the locker room not happy. Of course, the infamous Jordan Poole locker room interview where he's playing music, turns it down. Obviously frustrated about the way he played. Scored nothing in that game for, right? Was that a goose egg?
I think he was, yeah. Like, what was it, 0 for 7 or something?
So, yeah. Are the Heat more talented than the Warriors, Tyler? No, they're not.
But they play together.
They have cohesion.
Yeah, they play together.
Connectivity.
Yeah.
Dallas Mavericks, connected.
Well,
Denver Nuggets, excuse me.
And they're a team that they have veterans who have proven things in the league. And I know it's different because he did it elsewhere. Kyle Lowry has accepted his role. Lucky to play whenever they give him opportunities, right? He's not complaining about starting or not playing or not finishing or whatever. He's just kind of getting in where he fits in. And even Bam Adebayo's seen his role, you know, change. Duncan Robinson got paid. Got iced out throughout the big portion of the season and then was called upon last night and made an impact. And then at the same flex, Caleb Martin, who's been a big part of what they've done all playoffs, didn't really have a big impact yesterday and took a backseat.
Yep. Some people are saying I'm defending Klay like you defend Casey Smith's chase rate.
Oh, that's funny. Do you want to laugh a little?
You know, I do want to laugh. If we had to... If we had the flex of the show. We should have the flex. Flex moment of Chasky telling me I don't know anything about baseball because of Casey Smith's chase rate. That was next level. Casey Smith, I'm telling you, man. Casey Smith, I'm watching him closely.
I'll listen to Ted Williams, Tony Gwynn, and Wade Boggs, who say the best pitches to hit are the first three. Yep. Because a guy's trying to get one over the plate. I don't care what era it is. They're trying to start with an 0-1 count. That's every great pitcher who's ever played. Some and so if say. You have a book on someone and you have a game plan, you're going to go up there, you're going to try to attack early. That's just... Now, look, has he taken it a little too far? Yeah, probably.
Some may say Casey Smith is chasing outs right now.
Okay.
Calvin. When does that crack come into play for you?
Calvin, St. Louis... Calvin, what's happening?
Hey, Calvin.
Is that a little laugh right there, Calvin? You like that drop?
Yeah, man. I like everything that y'all was saying. And Shasky, I feel what you said, man. That make a lot of sense. But looking at this playoff, man, is just sickening to me because I think the ratings are down because everybody been seeing what's been going on. I mean, golly, you gave Lakers 25-1 free throw attempts against the Warriors, the championship Warriors, and then you're watching everybody's bragging on what old guy doing in Denver. Man, this guy is sitting up here setting screens. He's using elbows. He's sitting up there throwing the shoulder. They don't let Looney play like that. If they let the Warriors, they made the same calls for the Warriors. The Warriors would have smoked either one of these teams, guys. And I feel like the Warriors got what it takes. We're just going with the TV, the media's narrative. Y'all the only media that tells the truth. You feel me? Let the Warriors play, man. Treat them like championship. Give Draymond his foul calls. Give Steph his foul calls. Give Clay his foul calls. And they would have won because they barely lost in series.
Calvin, how was your weekend?
Man, it was great, man. But it was better when I seen y'all today.
Let's go.
Same thing. Man, y'all got me going.
Hey, Calvin. We're not the only radio hosts to tell the truth.
What's going on?
Oh, what's up?
Oh, God, Mrs.
Didn't see what's that
your name? Calvin, what's your wife's name?
Shondae.
Shondae, how's your day going? You had a good weekend watching Cardinals baseball?
Yes, I did.
I love it. What about the NBA Finals, Shondae? Did you like the finals?
I was mad about Denver losing.
Oh, you're rooting for Denver, huh? You want Jokic to win, huh?
Yes, and also Murray, too.
Nice. I like that, Shondae.
You know, we're not the only ones.
Because she sees how Steph Curry used to play. Let me say this last thing, guys. If Steph played like Murray, like what Steph did out of Davidson, guys, I've been telling y'all all year. And Steph Curry, tell me we wouldn't want to see Steph Curry just play basic fundamental basketball, shoot his twos, shoot the three, don't dribble so much, you won't get tired and everything like that, and facilitate. I'm not talking down on him. I'm just saying Steph could do it.
All right. Can opener Calvin. Checking in on a Monday.
I forgot the nickname.
Can opener Calvin.
Vontae, this is an old clip, but it resurfaced over the weekend because people were talking about who keeps it real and who's truthful. And this is an Atlanta sports radio guy. Again, this is evergreen. And I want to be this guy, you and me, 10 years in, when we're still arguing with each other. Because this reminds me of you and me. And sometimes our interactions with the callers. This is Bo Bach from Atlanta 11 years ago.
Tim's in Stone Mountain. Tim, how are you?
Are we going to spend the whole preseason listening to you guys trying to be dishonest and upsell Daquiz Rogers and Harry Douglas and Parade Jerry? Are we going to finally be honest and say, if you're a Falcon fan, you really need to be concerned?
Well, you know what?
I've been a Falcon fan my whole life. I've been in this city 43
years. No, you haven't. If you've been a Falcon fan your whole life, you'd realize that we're on the verge of something special.
I've been in this city for 43 years.
Sir, you have not been paying attention. Harry Douglas is coming off an injury a year before last year was his rehab year. He's going to be a dynamic receiver. If not, come up here, and I'll give you $100. You don't know anything about what you're talking about. And you have the nerve to call up here and say to me that we're trying to upsell the Falcons to you? Sir, you're not a Falcon fan. You haven't been. And if you have been, you don't know what you're looking at.
Stop being a homer, Bo. Get out of my
house. I'm the last one who's a homer. Don't you ever call me a homer. Who the hell do you think has been saying the truth since 1973 on Atlanta radio? Who?
Boy, that takes me off.
Oh, my God.
That is you and Javier.
Oh, man. Well, it's me, Javier. It's me and Brian and PA.
Me and you, Casey Schmidt.
Chase Ray.
That was a real thick Atlanta accent that I host had.
Stone Mountain. Tim is Stone Mountain.
Stop being a homer, Stone Bo. Mountain. I'm not a homer.
Well, you know, you get people who wait on hold for 50 minutes. You get people who wait on hold for 50 minutes, and they just sit there and call you a fraud. I mean, gosh.
It ain't Bonte, it's fraud thing.
I mean, you know, you get morons like that. Boy had no loving in 15 years. Loser.
That bow box sound, we need to chop that up and keep that on the board somehow.
Oh, my God.
Stop being a homer, Bo.
Well, they say we're homers.
Is that not evergreen?
Well, it is evergreen. And you know what's funny about that? I will tweet something. I swear to God, this has happened so much.
That Harry
year.
Douglas is ready for a breakout year.
So, one guy, I did. Who did I hype up one time? I hyped up somebody. Oh, my God. It was so bad. It was so
Bruce
bad
Ellington?
No, it
wasn't. Quentin Patton?
I may have hyped up Quentin Patton. I may have, but I wasn't on the air yet. But no. I'll sit out a tweet and somebody would be like, Bonte, you're a homer. And then the next reply would be, Bonte, why do you hate your team? Why do you hate Bay Area teams?
I get that all the time.
It's like, what? What is wrong with some of you people?
All right, final thoughts.
It's time for the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by the Next Generation 10G Network. Only from Xfinity. The future starts now.
All right, Bonte, final thoughts, because I think we might get an opportunity to see them this week, Bo. I'm not sure what day they wear them. I thought it was Sunday, but I'm ready to say top three City Connect jerseys, Colorado Rockies. I love the green pants. I love the green with the white top. They remind me of travel ball. I love them.
Miami, Chicago White Sox.
Uh-huh.
Angels. Those are your top three City Connects.
I'm not mad at any of those picks.
Yeah. That's my final thought is can't open a cow. It's
St. Louis?
No, his wife. Sade.
Chandra?
Shonda.
Apologies.
They come in a pair. So you got to put Calvin and Shonda. Because they tag team. They both get their money's worth. Watch a Cardinals baseball on the weekend.
It's like the Rockers, Marty Jannetty and Shawn Michaels.
Dude, they are unbelievable. Unbelievable. Spadoni.
I was shaking my head throughout that whole Calvin and all the Warriors fans that think it was some long con. Yeah, the Denver Nuggets, that's who the media really wants. That's who Adam Silver wants representing the Western Conference. It was some long plan to get Nikola Jokic and Jamal Murray in the finals. That's why all the calls are in their figure. Grow up, please. Just stop. You lost to the Lakers, and then the Lakers got swept by the Nuggets. You were two leagues below this team. Ooh. All right? You're two leagues below them.
20,000 leagues under the sea? Yes.
That's 30-year-old Joe Spadoni just turned 30. That's Joe Spadoni just turned 30. I mean, all the Spadonis are lovely.
When does that crack come into play for you?
That's what a lot of the Warriors fans are smoking right now. Oh. The crack. Oh. Get over it. You lost. It wasn't the refs. Lonnie Walker IV turned into Kobe, and you lost to him. All right? Wow. That's what happened.
They said he's dating Kim K.
Lonnie Walker?
That'd be...
His Skywalker?
His career's over.
That'd be the highlight
Kane's
of his career.
Legend.
Hey, there it is. Oh, lunchtime love, man.
So happy.
Lunchtime love, man. I saw him at the yard yesterday looking good. Thanks to Steven Rizzotto.
Did you have a leather coat on yesterday?
I did not do the leather coat yesterday. It was pretty warm yesterday. I didn't really need it yesterday.
The Indiana Jones?
Nah, maybe this Friday night, though, when it's a little bit chillier. But my final thought is... I don't know. Don't count out the Heat. I still think they come back and win this series. I mean, obviously, they were going to lose game one. Denver was rested. They were acclimated. Miami was tired. They weren't. I think Miami, they've got more of that it factor. I don't see Denver pulling this off.
All right. So, you know, my final thought is here. I'm looking at the Hollywood handle on Twitter. It says after Cocaine Bear and Cocaine Shark. I didn't know they had two movies.
I didn't even know there were two.
Cocaine Shark. Maybe Cocaine's making a comeback. But the first poster for Crackoon has been released. The movie hits theaters later this year. Crack Kills, and it's Crackoon.
Is this a Market Street raccoon?
When does that crack
Sixth and Market
for you?
Dumpster diving?
So we just saw a raccoon. Maybe that raccoon was on crack. So my final thought is, it's Funkmaster Flex. Oh, wait. First, 707. The Warriors felt like crazy, take accountability as a fan to take the loss. Don't blame the refs. Yeah, no doubt. But my final thought is this. Spadoni, if you could play the drop, please.
When does crack... Now, so the cocaine's happening. When does that crack come into play
for you.
That's my final thought, my final question. Brought to you by Fast 5, Xfinity, the next generation 10G network, only from Xfinity. The future starts now. What a wacky show. We'll look for chase rates, NBA Finals games, more Draymond Green and Steve Kerr podcast sound. But up next, Steiny and Guru. You guys have a great, great Monday. What a wacky one it was for us.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.